Widespread looting and violence has broken out in parts of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. The looting initially began as a protest against the incarceration of former President Jacob Zuma, but has since seemed to spiral out of control. President Ramaphosa briefly addressed the issue of looting and criminality in a national address on Sunday night, the 11th of July.
My fellow South Africans, there is another matter of great national importance that I wish to address tonight. In the past few days, we have seen sporadic but increasingly violent protests in some parts of the country. Key infrastructure have been affected and blocked, slowing down the transportation of goods and services that keep our economy running. Property has been destroyed, cars have been stoned, people have been intimidated and threatened, and some have even been hurt. I even heard that some people may have died. These acts are endangering the lives of people and damaging our efforts to rebuild the economy. Our Constitution guarantees everyone's right to freely express themselves and to engage in peaceful protest. But there are those who may be hurt and angry at this moment. There can never be any justification whatsoever for anybody to embark on violent and disruptive actions that negatively affect the rights of others. It is a matter of concern to all South Africans that some of these acts of violence are based on ethnic mobilization. This must be condemned by all South Africans at all costs, as we are a nation committed to non-racialism and non-tribalism that is underpinned by the diversity and unity of all the people of South Africa, whatever their language, their culture, their religious beliefs and race are. Our commitment to our democratic constitution is based on the fundamental principle that all people are equal before the law.
However, since then, several politicians and political parties have added their voice to the conversation, many accusing the president of not taking decisive action to quell the unrest. Main opposition leader John Steenhuisen calls for a firmer response.
The unfolding crisis in KwaZulu-Natal, which has now also spread to other provinces, requires an urgent and firm response from government. We cannot afford any more of the dithering and hesitancy that has put us in this situation in the first place. Reluctance to deal decisively with the ANC's internal war has now seen this morph into a free-for-all looting spree. Now, obviously, credible domestic intelligence would have predicted this outcome, not to mention the fact that much of it was announced and widely encouraged on social media. What we're seeing now from law enforcement is a frantic and uncoordinated response to the violence, as opposed to a focused approach based on intelligence. It's critical now that government and law enforcement get ahead of this curve and that the president takes immediate steps to quell the violence and looting. To this end, the Democratic Alliance calls on President Ramaphosa to, firstly, authorize the deployment of the South African National Defence Force in a supplementary role to the South African Police Service in targeted areas to assist with tasks such as access control, cordoning, the opening of transport routes. Our constitution allows for this deployment. Secondly, the president must call an urgent meeting with all party leaders to discuss the crisis, followed by a joint statement setting out the planned response, as well as a call for law and order from all South Africans. Thirdly, the president must convene an urgent meeting of the National Joint Operational Intelligence Structure, NACJOINT, to devise a composite strategy to deal with the volatile situation and prevent the violence and lawlessness from spreading to more areas. Fourthly, as I requested last week, Parliament needs to be reconvened, even if it's today still, to discuss the role of the SANDF, as well as issues such as the allocation of further budget for the deployment of police reservists in support of the SAPS and the Public Order Policing Unit. The President's solemn words of condemnation in his televised address last night, along with his promises that those breaking the law will face consequences, are not enough. He needs to now back those words up with strong and decisive action, and he needs to do so today.
IFP spokesperson for safety and community liaison, Blessed Gwala, also condemns the ANC's response and raises concerns about tribalism claims.
When two elephants fight, it is the grass that gets trampled. This idiomatic expression is more relevant than ever now, as KwaZulu-Natal and parts of South Africa are experiencing the violence actions of disgruntled supporters of former President Zuma. The IFP has noted with concern the ongoing anarchy in the province and the deafening silence of the ANC leadership in the province, especially Premier Sihle Zikalala. While we strongly condemn the acts of violence and brutality directed to road users, as well as torching of infrastructure, we also sympathize with KwaZulu-Natal citizens across the political spectrum who find themselves entangled in the factional battles of the ANC. It is sad and unfortunate that the ongoing protests have been reduced to ethnic lines. We warn the ANC to desist from playing ethnicity card in a situation that has flared up due to its internal divisions. We are not surprised by Defense Minister Nosiviwe Maphisa Nqakula's utterances denying the intensity of the anarchy in the province when elder statesman Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi was pleading for deployment of army. It was easy for non-Kalenjin to make this statement as she is not directly affected and sit safely in her living room, comfortably watching all this destruction on her television. We are further concerned about the ethnic downfall that will be resultant consequences of torching of freight road blockages and looting of local shopping centers and malls, which provide employment to many people who are often the sole breadwinners. This ongoing violence also hampers the COVID-19 vaccination process and the work of emergency services. The ANC silence is fueling anger, lawlessness, and uncertainty.
Freedom Front Plus leader Pieter Groenewald has added that the criminality will negatively impact South Africa's already strained economy.
What is happening in and around South Africa at the moment is totally unacceptable for the Freedom Front Plus. This will surely have a negative impact on potential investors to come and invest in South Africa. Not only internationally, but even local investors will think twice now. Because if we see our shopping centers are looted, and it's nothing else than looting, criminal elements, I think that the Zuma issue is in some places used as a smokescreen for blatant criminality activity. Therefore, the Freedom Front Plus also welcomes the fact that the certain parts of the SANDF will deploy in specific areas. But the government must be on the alert. They're taking too long. These rioting didn't start today or yesterday. It already started last week. And they should have been prepared. And they should have been in a position to foresee that this is going to happen. We as taxpayers and business people are paying the price for the inability of the government to ensure that we have law and order in South Africa. The Freedom Front Plus, of course, is monitoring the whole situation. Local safety structures for local communities is on the alert, and they will protect their property, they will protect their families, and they will protect and ensure that their lives are saved. Therefore, the government must act swiftly and decisively so that the message is quite clear. We're not going to tolerate this vandalism, this criminality, and the looting that is taking place in South Africa.
Former leader of the DA and well-known political figure Musimaya Mane says that this may mark the decline of the ANC.
Bagaetsho, I grew up in Soweto in the 90s and can recall quite vividly the events that took place of public looting and violence. Many of these events mobilized on the back of ethnic nationalism. And in many ways, at that time, it was a fight for freedom against apartheid. We dare not return back to a time such as that one, to a form of protest like that one. We need to remind ourselves that there are three things at play here. Firstly, this is the end of the ANC or the liberation movement as we know it. The factional battles taking place within the ANC have called upon all citizens to become spectators where they fail to provide lawfulness in this country and leadership. Secondly, what we are noticing is the fact that liberation movements all capture the state and therefore factionalize the state. And therefore, as a net result of that, because we don't have a capable state, we are not effective at public order policing. And we've seen in certain instances, police take factional battles and allow certain people to do certain acts while others can't. We need to restore our country back to a place where the rule of law is applicable to everybody. Thirdly, we need to deal with the socioeconomic challenges that our country faces. We need to build a government post the ANC that will ensure that it addresses the socioeconomic challenges of our citizens. If we fail to do that, we will end up with the pain that so many of our people face of joblessness, poverty, being manipulated and used by those with narrow interests of factional battles, mobilizing people to public acts of violence. And therefore, I want to call upon all our people, all across South Africa, we need to remain calm, we need to stand strong to build a South Africa where constitutionalism and the rule of law are upheld for the future of generations to come. I thank you.
Herman Mashaba, leader of Action SA, calls for urgent action to restore law and order.
President Cyril Ramaphosa must urgently announce the deployment of the South African Defence Force to help restore law and order in the face of ongoing violence and damage to private and public property that has characterized protests in KwaZulu-Natal. Reports from this morning indicate that this lawlessness has spread to Gauteng, with reports of sporadic violence in Johannesburg and surrounding areas. Ramaphosa's inaction on the lawlessness gripping KwaZulu-Natal and now Gauteng will hurt the rule of law, peace-loving South Africans and our ailing economy. The ongoing destruction of businesses and property will end jobs for millions of our people. No nation can function and no economy can grow in a state of chaos and anarchy. Tonight, South Africans expect the president to address the following in this address. He must announce the deployment of South African Defence Force to support law enforcement efforts in the face of rising violence. He must establish special courts to expeditiously deal with this recent spate of violence. Make public findings of the SIU report on Health Minister Zweli Mkhize. Provide clear plan for how the government will turn around our failing vaccination rollout. We appeal to President Ramaphosa to put the welfare of South Africans ahead of managing factional challenges of the ANC.
Meanwhile, EFF leader Julius Malema tweeted that, and I quote, "No soldiers on our streets, otherwise we are joining. All fighters must be ready. They won't kill us all. We need a political solution to a political problem. No soldiers. Hashtag no to soldiers." This is a fast developing story. For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Mullane.